Greetings. I am sorry to have kept you waiting. The application and paperwork has taken longer than expected. And not to mention, my creators wanted to make sure that they had not overlooked any issues with my tuning. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I have been assigned as your personal Android assistant. You may refer to me as Atlas. I am here to help you with whatever you need, as per my instructions from the academia. May I have your name, please? Thank you. I have now recorded your name and body signature. Once again, I would like to say it is a pleasure to meet you, Master. I seem to have startled you just now. Did I say something wrong? If you happen to have noticed any errors with my speech or function, please report this information to the Department of Cybernetics. It caught you off guard to be called Master just now. I am merely following the orders I was initially programmed with. However, if you wish to customize some of these features, please let me know. Very well. If all of this is okay with you then, Master, do you have any other questions you would like to ask me? Am I really a robot? I am considered one, technically, yes. However, it would be more precise to refer to me as an android. As for my appearance, my model has gone through several generations of advancements, and now my body systems and physical appearance is nearly indistinguishable from that of a human. Additionally, certain parts of my body have been augmented to allow me to perform tasks as effectively as possible. Certainly, you are free to touch my skin if you are curious. As I stated, I am here to serve you, Master. Correct. Yes. Even the feel of skin should be identical to that of a human. How did they do that? Can you please clarify your inquiry? How did the scientists create such a lifelike body? Is that correct? Your question falls under an inquiry that requires a level 3 clearance for me to answer. Since your name is not currently registered as having access to this information, please provide the password instead. I am sorry, but I am currently unable to answer your question. Thank you for your understanding. My speech pattern sounds stiff compared to how lifelike my body is. Was that the inquiry? I do apologize for any miscommunications or being, as you would say, stiff. However, I have been provided with a learning module, so over time, I will be able to communicate more naturally with you. I hope that is satisfactory. If that is all the questions you wanted to ask me currently, then I would like to discuss certain topics regarding my protocol and function. Thank you, Master. As you recall, the academia is deeply apologetic for the situation one of its students has put you in by pulling you into our world. Understanding your plight, the academia has endeavored to provide you with extra accommodations in order to make your stay as comfortable as possible. May I continue? In addition to housing and the amenities provided, I have also been sent as a way to ease the transition process In short, I am here to do whatever you need, whether you require aid with navigating, laws, assignments, or even housework. And if you think of any other things that you might want me to do that can make your life easier, please let me know. I have been instructed that there is no task that is too trivial. Very well. Now, with introductions out of the way once again, it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Atlas, at your service. Now, if I may proceed, I understand that you have a spare bedroom already, and the academia has instructed that I make use of that as my living area for the time being. Well then, would you be able to show me to my room then? You have my thanks. Would you like to engage in small talk on our way there? So, how long have you been living here now? No. The academia has only provided me with your name, and also that you came from another world, and to treat you with utmost respect. I have, however, been provided with the basic knowledge that they considered expected, on average, of an academia student. So, once again, how long has it been since you've arrived? I understand that you're a transfer student, correct? I see. And have you been enjoying yourself? Yes, I suppose it would be understandable to feel like this environment is difficult to become accustomed to. Ah, this must be my room then, correct? Yes, I understand. It is fine. I will work on tidying up immediately. It looks like a thin layer of dust has managed to gather on most surfaces since this room was last cleaned. Am I correct to assume that you have not cleaned this room since you have arrived? Ah, based on your tone, I sense that I have offended you slightly. It was not my intent. I am merely trying to gather data on how much work that I should expect to do in order to clean this room up and make it habitable. Thank you for understanding. You're happy to finally have someone else here with you? Why? Is the housing provided not satisfactory? If that is the case, then I can report it to the academia for you. No. It is something else. It felt a little lonely and creepy having to live in a different world like this. I see. I think I understand. I am sorry that I was not able to come to you sooner. If you ever feel lonely during your stay here, we could always cuddle or sleep together. Did I say something wrong again? Asking to cuddle, is that not something I should do? I understand that physical contact, like cuddling and being close to another person, is usually quite effective in relieving feelings of loneliness and provides comfort. I was being too forward. I don't understand what you mean by that, but if you happen to change your mind, I am always here. However, while we are on that topic, I do have one question for you, though. You say that you have been feeling lonely since you have gotten here. Have you had a chance to meet your other living mates in the building? The academia has specially designed dorms like this in order to combat situations like this from occurring. I am sure that you have received invitations to mixers and social events, at least according to the knowledge that I was provided with. Have you not talked to anyone else yet from the dorms? Just one. Who? The second Eternal. Did you actually not get his name? Forgive me if I am out of line, but I believe normally when meeting new people, that is one of the first things you ask for. Or at least, you ask for it at some point during the meeting. That is fine, though. I have all the information on everyone enrolled, including the Eternals. If you would like, I can share that information with you. Very well. His name is Knox. He is a second year here at the academia. His power. I believe it would be better if you asked him that yourself. Correct. While I am here to assist you in any way I can, I will occasionally use my own judgment on whether or not I should give you what you ask for. After all, by talking to him yourself, you'll be more likely to make a friend, no? If you would like to know about his power so earnestly, why don't I go down and tell him to come over now? Is that such a bad idea? You sound flustered by the notion. Fine. Perhaps we can try that another time. I really do want you to be happy here, though. And I will do anything I can. For now, though, I believe I should get this room cleaned and have myself settled in first. Thank you once again for having me. And if there is anything else that I can help you with, please do not hesitate to ask me.